time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Today, I have a special guest, one of my favorite people, Al Garcia, master herbalist, master iridologist, master in essential oils, really knows them back and forward. Good morning,
Good
Al,
morning,
and thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Al, give a little bit of who you are. You've been involved in natural health for years and years. Huh?
Almost 40 years now.
When you're 64, oh my gosh, every time I hear that, well, you know, so almost 40 years, that's totally outrageous.
I started back in the 70s when I married this sweet girl that said she wanted to have babies at home.
And then you had to learn.
Yeah, then I had to learn to be a midwife and get involved with helping midwives and all those good things, going to school. And I'll never forget the first doctor that trained us in how to chart a baby's growth and how to check blood on a hermeticate machine and how to do all the breathing techniques, Lamaze, and all those things.
You started the whole chain of herbs for health. You got into herbs before it was really fashionable.
Right.
That was really
In fact, I was a quack because back in the late 80s, before herbs even became a known thing, you know, if you were taking green drinks and doing cleanses and doing those kind of things, you were a kook.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because we, you know, I've been a naturopath for many years, and we've been involved in cleansing and detoxing and this and that. Of course, traditional medicine and traditional news, and, you know, they looked at us as crazy and quacks. And actually, I remember there was a doctor out of Florida who started the National Quack Association, and I was part of that, and, and everybody had one of those Donald Duck hats. We learned to wear that whenever we would give a lecture anywhere on herbs or vitamins. We'd put the hat on and introduce ourselves.
Isn't it interesting that 40 years later, we're coming to full circle and finding out that organic vitamins are significantly different than Flintstones and all the A1 synthetic vitamins, cold tar type stuff. And we're really starting to have a full understanding to the public that natural nutrition trumps synthetic vitamins.
Oh, yes.
We have some exciting things happening in Utah, and I think you all know that doTERRA, we've now recruited over 7 million people to distribute and sell our products, with over 30 million customers ordering every month on the internet.
We're
affecting 40 to 45 million people every month, not counting the fact that those 7 million have their own customers that we don't even have a count on, you know, and so perhaps 50 to 100 million people are using the essential oils and all the products that doTERRA is making today. And we're the very first company to put together our own healthcare plan. And we have completed a 2-year building. And we've, of course, had to do a cooperative to create our own hospital called Prime Meridian. This is a new effort in Utah. It's built right on the campus of the doTERRA company. And its Prime Meridian is the entity that is going
to
handle.
And it's a hospital.
It's an actual hospital with allopathic medical doctors, board-certified doctors on one end of the hospital, and all naturopathic people, alternative practitioners on the other side. But everybody, including the medical doctors, are trained in the use of essential oils. Now, we had something really interesting for all 10 years. Dr. David Hill has been our medical director in Utah for the company. He's not only an owner, but he was the medical director as a doctor himself of doTERRA, and he'd stepped down. We hired a new medical advisor. His name is Dr. Austin Thrope. He happens to be the number one guy that was being groomed to be the president of IHC Hospitals, and it took 6 months for us to convince him and for he and his wife to make a decision to come and be the head medical director for doTERRA as a company, because we showed him the full plan on how we intend to build not just one of these hospitals, but 30 every year for the next 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we are in the process now of putting the second one in Nashville and the third one in Dallas and St. George, Utah. And these hospitals are going to change and revolutionize healthcare in America. What we've done in the process of doing this is we've taken our life-changing healthcare program and we've made a mission to have better healthcare with primary care physicians and to be able to treat the whole person as opposed to being a specialist in one area. We want to be able to access the highest quality specialty healthcare providers in the world. And we want to integrate the use of natural essential oils that are pure therapeutic grade oils into the healthcare program so that we have two things that we're accomplishing. We're using natural, basically natural plants as medicine, which was the way it was done
thousands of years ago. Yeah, and not even that long ago. I mean, four thousands of years they've been used.
Right. And today, because of distilleries and because of cold press, we're allowed to do things that, you know, the Egyptians couldn't do and the wise men couldn't do back in the time of Jesus, but they still were using frankincense and myrrh then. But the reason today is because, as you all know, healthcare is just going off the charts in cost. And essential oils will bring us a lower cost, simple healthcare, primary care, and we'll be able to do some cost sharing with this healthcare plan, where we'll be able to take and treat, let's just say, a sore throat or a simple cold or a flu with essential oils. And if everybody's trained, both alternative and medical doctors are trained in what's simple to do to treat the whole person, we'll know when the line is crossed and essential oils don't work and we need a medical doctor. Allopathic care. We'll know that. But the mission is to start that first and to go that route first in order to do that. We're really, really going to do a reversal on healthcare where we're going to use the simple things first, and if they don't work, then we'll go to allopathic care, and that's quite a change on what's happening today.
Right. In naturopathy, we've always maintained that in any hospital or doctor's office, the primary, very first technique that should be used should be something natural. Surgeries and drugs should be the last thing are resorted to, you know, and doctors say do no harm. But I have a question. doTERRA is relatively young, and how does a company go from nothing to being the number one essential oil company in the world? You know, how does that happen?
Well, I think we've hit the right timing for what the needs of the people are right now. Primary health care is just so expensive, and people are looking for a way to be their own healer. So we've made a goal to put a healer in every home and to teach people. You know, our mantra that we have had for, you and I have had for, you know, 30 years, learn to health yourself.
Oh, correct.
That is really what we've done very, very effectively with doTERRA, is we've taught people how to learn to health themselves by teaching them how to use essential oils properly and the active ingredients, you know, antibacterials, antivirals, antibiotic, you know, to learn how to use a book and a box and be successful at home with 80% of your family's health challenges. We have a natural solution to those things, and we've been effective doing it. The very thing that you and I have been teaching for many, many years, now a big company has taken the mission of doing those same things and provide a health care to people. When they created Prime Meridian, you know, its primary job was to focus on preventing sickness and disease.
Yeah, man, but at the same time, if someone was sick, they went to the hospital, and this would be the hospital that they would go to, just like any other hospital. The only difference is that everybody's trained to attempt to use the natural first and the heavier interventions as a last resort as opposed to a first resort.
And we had to go to, you know, when you think of all the potential people like Blue Cross Blue Shield or some of the IHC hospitals, we ended up finding Sedera Health in Utah that would cooperate with this program as a secondary care not only for the necessity of all health issues that primary care can't address, but to deliver the highest quality hospitals and specialty care centers in the world that could treat those things that we couldn't do at Prime Meridian. And so we have an association there that's just been, it's impeccable for developing this plan to put together 100 hospitals all over the country that will do the very thing that you and I talked about doing 20 years ago on Indian reservations is now happening today right under our nose with doTERRA. So they've done just a marvelous job in creating a healthcare program that's going to treat and help educate people. And the plan is also to not only help their own employees. You know, as you know, we have the largest base of employees in the state of Utah right now working for doTERRA, over 3,000. But worldwide, we have over 30,000 employees that in third world countries and places where they're picking and growing plants and gardens and putting together nurseries and all the things that it takes to get these plants to where we have a sustainable source of essential oils. We now have over 30,000 people that we employ. So this program has to spread around the world in order to help sustain people's health, knowing that we have to have critical health care and alternative health care. And we wanted to do it at a public price that is going to basically revolutionize healthcare and change what's going on in this country. For example, if a person wants to be a part of this healthcare program, they can have an individual healthcare plan that goes into one of those hospitals and utilizes this type of service at the beginning, meaning you're coming in, let's just say with a sore throat or something simple, and you can go in there, you know,
see the doctor
and see either type of doctor.
This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. I'm here with Al Garcia. We're talking about doTERRA essential oils, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio.
There was a question about essential oils, if insurance will cover essential oils.
Al, talk to me about that. I mean, it's a brand new type of insurance company.
Well, here's what's really interesting. Think about this. If you do go to a clinic and you get a prescription, you have to get a prescription filled, and then you have to put in a copay or something, and then you still have to go and pick up the prescription. How would you like it if you came to one of our new hospitals and they gave you an opportunity after you had a sore throat and whatnot, that if they knew that the OnGuard throat lozenges and the active ingredient in our OnGuard essential oil was what would make you better, what if you were just given the opportunity to either buy it wholesale right on the spot or become a doTERRA distributor and order it on a 1-800 call yourself and get all the benefits of our program? You know, and that's one of the beauties to what's going to happen here in the future is that people will be able to be their own wellness advocate and order their own, whether they're a customer and don't want to be an advocate or whether they'd like to be an advocate and participate in helping to recommend this to other people, both the clinic and the products. So that's basically what's going to happen is they'll be given that choice. And if they don't want to do either of those, advocate or customer, then they can always buy it from the clinic.
Right, and be like a regular patient going
customer,
into going into a clinic hospital.
Yes.
So they're going to have someone breaks their arm. Are they going to have surgical and regular?
They'll have the option,
so
just
all
like
of
a
that
hospital.
Stuff.
Yep, and they'll have options there that way. And so, you know,
deliver babies if they want to have it, and then of course it'll be natural.
Can imagine that diffusers would be going and things would be happening there. We've done all these trials with Vanderbilt. We've done all the trials with over 450 hospitals across the country. We've done research and double-blind studies And you can see a lot of that in a website called SourceToYou.com. All the work that's been done for the past decade.
SourceToYou.com.
Yep. We're doing a leadership conference, and we're teaching this entire concept to thousands of people at our convention, and we'll be teaching the whole healthcare plan to thousands of people there. In addition to disclosing some of the new products that are coming out, we've reformulated the Zendocrine Complex, which is a complex for cleansing the spleen, the liver, the kidneys, and colon. And so that has a new formulation to it. This is the reason why so many people are getting involved with doTERRA. They want these quality products. They want to be able to become an advocate and buy wholesale, teach their friends and family about them. This is the wave of the future, just like herbs were back in the 90s. Essential oils are 50 times stronger than a dehydrated capsule of herbs. So the reason the world is just turning to essential oils is because of the potency and the powerfulness of the healing ability that essential oils have.
I know I have all kinds of studies that have come out when we read some of these studies that are being done on different kinds of essential oils. I know one on sandalwood. It's been used for its anti-inflammatory properties, expectorant, and memory boosting. And so now they're finding that it can enhance the immune system so much that it's really the study. This one was done by the Texas School of Medicine, University of Texas. They're saying that sandalwood, as an example, for breast cancer. These universities are putting time and resources and money into this, the studies of essential oils, and they're really finding that these essential oils do a lot more than just make a fragrance.
I don't know if you know this, but the island of Kona, we purchased a 10,000-acre historical farm there just to grow sandalwood over the next 40 years. Did you know that the governor of Hawaii had knocked down all the sandalwood trees about 20 years ago? The pineapple industry became, of course, Del Monte, the number one industry in Hawaii. doTERRA saw all those knocked down sandalwood trees, and all we could see was harvesting the dark wood, the heartwood in the middle of those trees. And so we took helicopters and picked up all those dead trees and moved them to a place where we could chop them up and pulverize the wood into sawdust, and created the second largest industry now in Hawaii is sandalwood oil being extracted from those dead trees. It's such a big deal that we were allowed to buy this historical farm, prove to the Hawaiian people that we would take 9,000 acres and never build, never develop anything on it. And we've now started planting the sandalwood trees on the 10,000 acres. My wife and I flew up there just to plant trees. Every single one of these trees has a chip that is logged and put next to it in stake to manage the growth of these trees. And we'll be able to start harvesting in about 25 years the oils that we're doing right now in Hawaii, in the island of Kona, in the big old lava island there.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing, amazing farm. In the future, we'll be able to take people there for a one-week trip to plant and help plant this 10,000 acres.
There's so much money raised by doTERRA, which is for charity, and how they use this money going around the world. When I saw in Somalia and Bulgaria and
Guatemala.
Tell us some of those things, what they were doing.
Let me just take the oldest, one of the poorest countries in the world is Haiti. When we started in Haiti, we were interested in the vetiver grass in Haiti because it's a secondary to lavender in that its chemistries of vetiver are very similar. They're very calming. They're wonderful for children. They're very usable. Because labor is so inexpensive in Haiti, we could hire 10 men to dig up this grass and bale it and dry it and make the oil out of it. So we put distilleries in Haiti. This was about 7 years ago. Just from what started back then, today there's over 20,000 men digging the vetiver grass. And we've created partnerships with the people there to dig. You know, one of the problems they were having is they were having to haul water on the donkey with 2 5-gallon buckets on the side of these donkeys. And they would go walking an hour to the lake to get the water. And so we saw the amount of time and the effort that was going into that. And doTERRA hired a company, dug a well hundreds and hundreds of feet in the ground right in the middle of town, put a pump and a reverse osmosis purifier, and now the people just line up in the middle of town and get clean water and don't have to spend those hours walking.
That is awesome.
And that's just an incredible, incredible united effort. We're going to help them to make life better, and they're going to work harder and help us sustain.
And they get a fair wage.
And they get a fair wage.
They've learned how to raise the vetiver, and doTERRA put up the distilleries, all at no charge to those people.
Right, and it's now created an industry for them to be employed, to have a way to raise their children and go to school and put a home up and things like that. And doTERRA has now helped them with tools and tractors and shovels and picks and houses that'll warehouse like co-op farming homes that can help everybody work together. And in the process of all that, it takes almost a 5-ton truck full of dry grass to make a bottle of oil. It's that much. It's just bales and bales and bales in a truck to make a small bottle of Vetiver oil. So the amount of effort that's going into that is incredible. And the average guy just doesn't realize that these pure oils coming from pure plants takes a tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of machinery. And then, of course, the ability to take all those oils, put them in a small mason jar, fill up a 5-gallon stainless steel bucket and mail it back to Utah so we can bottle it, is an incredible effort without going through a bunch of middlemen. You know, we're cutting out the brokers and the middlemen.
Yeah, that was what I was so impressed. Most essential oil companies buy from brokers.
Right.
And so the brokers make all the money, and they most of the time screw the people doing the real hard work of getting the
plant, or pay them enough.
Right.
Or pay them just part of the year, and the rest of the year they got to sit and wait till the next harvest, and their children don't have the money to go to school.
Right.
doTERRA has broken all this apart and made it sustainable so that they have enough money all year to put their children in school and to buy clothing and do all the things.
In Somalia, they did that same kind of thing. And again,
with frankincense.
And frankincense. And also in Brazil with the copaiba. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm here with Al Garcia. Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We're back. Thank you for joining me. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. Hey, listen, stop by Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa. There were some stories, and, you know, touch on some of those, because I think when people hear that and they hear what doTERRA has done.
Well, let me just share with you a couple of things. The vision of the owners of doTERRA, you know, when you think of the 7 owners and their partners, there's 14 people there that have the unified vision of the direction they're taking the company, a debt-free company, no loans, no investors, no publicly traded company. This is a company that can drive itself because of the decisions of good executive team that's put together good decisions. And when they saw the vision of creating these co-op farming programs and going in these foreign countries, they knew that they had to have resources in order to do that. So they formed a foundation called the Healing Hands Foundation, 501c, and they knew that as the company grew from, you know, 300 people to 7 million people, that we could create a program that said, how would you all like to donate $1 with your order? When so many people are learning to do this and they donate $1, can you imagine if you have 7 million advocates and let's just say 50% of them donated $1?
Yeah.
Enough money when there's a catastrophe, like, you know, when the earthquake happens in Nepal, they're able to go there with rice and beans and canvas tents and portable homes and tractors and shovels and all the things it takes to help our providers, the people that we've set up to do business with. I mean, we can't allow them to have 2 years of trying to rebuild and nothing, because then we would have a non-sustainable program. So we have the resources today to go in there and help them rebuild and get back on their feet so that we can get back to picking wintergreen and spikenard and the whatever leaves and plants that we're harvesting in those countries. We've done the same thing in Bulgaria. Today we're able to get lavender in Bulgaria. We're able to get red roses in Bulgaria. We're able to get the things that we've set up to do. And we've not only gone in and looked at what is the problem with why the people had such a hard time when the Russians left Bulgaria. They were just devastated. Their farms were torn apart. Their original efforts that they were doing, their young people were orphaned. Their teenagers had nowhere to go. And so we created an industry for each one of them, jobs, place to help them. We created a farm so that the distilleries could be set up.
The old people to teach them again.
Yes, they used to do the essential oil business 20 years ago before things were torn apart in those countries. I mean, there's people there that have a lot of knowledge about these oils. And so not only did we
And I didn't
back,
know that, as an example, that some of the top rose oil in the world came from Bulgaria.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the top. But today, things like very precious Melissa oil is now being grown in Bulgaria so that we can harvest Melissa year-round. Melissa has some of the best qualities in the world to stop some of these. It's an antiviral. And so to stop some of these plagues in the world today, we're able to use Melissa oil to help that and some of the challenges, health challenges that people have. And so we're doing this all over the world, in Guatemala, in Mexico. We've gone to Brazil, to the Amazon rainforest, and we're helping the people that know how to harvest Copaiba, CBD. It's a cannabinoid oil out of there. And you see how big the CBD industry is today.
Oh, totally.
Well, we don't want anything with THC in it. We don't even want a trace of THC. We want zero. And so we're using oils that have all the anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, all the things that help the receptor 2s, but not the CB1 receptors. And we're doing some phenomenal things. You know, these little old men have to climb up in a tree, kind of like the Hawaiians have learned to climb for the pineapple.
Yes.
They do the same climbing, and they scrape some bark off of a copaiba tree, and they cut a hole and tap a wooden spout in there and hang a little bucket over just to get the sap of the oil to drip in these little buckets. And they wait till they fill up with an inch or two of oil, and they climb down and pour it in one of our big stainless steel vats. And then they have trees all over the rainforest, 4 different types of copaiba trees. And then they harvest all this oil and send us a bucket. It's our second most popular oil now, next to frankincense and lavender. And so copaiba is becoming so well known as a cannabinoid.
And it's actually rated higher.
It's rated higher in cannabinoids.
Right, 30 to 60% more active qualities.
Yes, it's got a type of cannabinoid that's more powerful. It's called a beta-carophyllene, BCP, beta-carophyllene, and it's very, very powerful in terms of the cannabinoid power that it has in it. So if any of you haven't tried copaiba before as a CBD, you need to experience that, because I'm having so many people that have come to my stores and wellness centers saying, ever since I started using copaiba, my pain's gone away. My inflammation that I had.
Have they done studies on that? I know the CBD oil from hemp is very effective against seizures.
Right.
And so I wonder, have they shown that it does the
same exact
thing?
Frankincense and copaiba mixed together for years and years. They've had plenty of seizure studies with frankincense.
So again, it's doing that. So.
Yep.
And you don't have the worry about having to pass a drug test. And we've heard the stories, as an example, children that had severe seizures.
Right.
And they heard that CBD from hemp, you know, really helped them. And they had to make the decision, you know, what do I do? Do I want to, you know, do something that I thought was against the law? Or, God, I gave him one dose and all of a sudden the seizures are markedly reduced. And they had to make that agonizing decision.
Do I give him a little THC just to get the seizures down?
Right.
Well, guess what? doTERRA has been approached by many, many people trying to get the traditional CBD, hemp, and cannabis oil in there. And that's what made them send researchers to the Amazon to find another way of doing it without the THC involved at all, whether it be trace or above 3%, you know, either way. And today, with Copaiba being the one that was found to do this, we're going to see that when the public gets educated on Copaiba, they will be using Copaiba instead of anything. We have policemen, soldiers. You know, soldiers can't get a trace of THC in
their
system.
Right, they're out of there.
They start experimenting with CBD oils, and the first time they get tested, they get popped.
Right.
So it's not worth it, you know. And so Copaiba is going to be the go-to. And doTERRA, again, has the foresight with 14 people, 7 owners and their spouses, seeing what we should do. Should we take on CBD or not? Or should we find something that has, it's a cannabinoid without
And
THC,
that's what they did.
That's what they did.
In Somalia, when the oil companies left and doTERRA went in to help these women and advanced them money.
We've done that with both frankincense in Somalia and pink pepper both, where people just didn't have the money to even get started to come to work. And so doTERRA put
even
together,
send their school kids to school $3 a year,
yes,
or something.
Yes.
And they didn't even have the $3 to send their kids to school.
That's right. And so not only did doTERRA work with agencies that could upfront the moms so that they could put their kids in school and they could come to work so that the system began to work. And it's been a phenomenal united effort to watch these things take place, and the women are so pleased and so happy. We watched the story of a couple of ladies that were sitting on the side of the road, basically trying to prostitute themselves.
Because that was the only way they could make money.
And one of doTERRA's people saw them and asked one of the gentlemen that was they had gone to contact to help them set up some of the co-op farming. What are those women doing? And he told them what they were doing. And he said, well, I want you to see if they will be interested in working with us. And they got those women and told them what we were going to be doing. And the next thing you know, we're filming them climbing these trees to pick the pink pepper pods. And it started from day one when they were asked, would you want to do that instead of what you're doing? They said yes. And they're such an amazing set of women that are working. And now they're training all the other people. And they've just... it's changed their lives.
Right.
And those
right.
are the types of things that we keep doing across the world.
Malaysia,
you know, Guatemala,
yeah.
Brazil, Mexico. We're in about 28 third world countries and some major countries. And we're putting up farms everywhere to be able to keep this sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got to be able to sustain, because we don't want to be a company that... it has a list of 100 oils, and then we're back-ordered on 30.
Right,
so,
right.
So we have a kind of a policy that if we can't keep it stocked, we don't even want to carry it.
There was a question. They wanted to know, is there a good essential oil that can help circulation and chronic vein if you're having varicose veins and painful veins? And is there a good essential oil that they can rub on that?
Yes. When you're having circulation issues, remember that the body needs a better heart rate. If you can get the heart to pump just a little bit better, you get better circulation. Oils such as spearmint and peppermint, yerba buena, they call it out here, but you know, it's the kind of oil that gives your body energy. And so any of these what are considered hot oils, thyme, oregano, spearmint, peppermint, those things make your heart beat just a little bit better. But in addition to the pain that goes along with, you know, bruised veins and stuff, if you look at some of the vitamin pack we have, has flavonoids and has all
right.
kinds of
I was
going to
mention vitamin C and
yes,
bioflavonoids.
Bioflavonoids and vitamin C.
There's those an things, herb called horse chestnut that's
yes,
used.
Yes,
and all of those help for varicose veins. So if they're having painful veins, and you even put on magnesium oil right onto the skin, spray
remember,
it on.
Yeah, and sometimes that magnesium oil makes people itch and burn.
Right,
so you have to really dilute it. But I'll tell you, what I've noticed is that some of the oils that have natural analgesics are things like black pepper oil. That has an analgesic in it. White fir, Douglas fir, Siberian fir. Almost all the big Christmas tree smelling oils have a natural mild analgesic. Helichrysum, blue tansy. These oils all are for pain. We have a famous formula called Deep Blue. And Deep Blue comes both in a straight roll-on oil bottle and in a rub.
Right.
And it is so effective against pain that people who have varicose veins that are painful, if they just take a dime's worth of that Deep Blue rub and put about a dime's worth and then rub your legs or wherever these veins are that hurt, I'm telling you, it's almost miraculous. Like in 5 minutes, the pain is gone. It's so effective.
Wow.
It's that, you know, we use it all the time for people with pain, muscle pain, and pre and post workouts and gyms and things like that.
I really appreciate you being here because you're such a wealth of knowledge, and I really appreciate when you're here and being on the radio.
Well, we love your program, and we promote it all the time and tell people everywhere you travel to listen in to the things you're doing, because you really are trying to help people without a fee to learn how to help themselves and how to take care of their health. Learn to health yourself. It's one of your mantras you've been using on the show for a long time. And we really, really think that your efforts is the wave of the future to help people. And we wish that healthcare would say, heal us first, we'll pay you later.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the right way to do this.
Oh, totally.
And you've been doing it for years. You give the information and people are able to get it. That's just one of the things I wish we could do.
Yeah, right. Well, I really appreciate it, you being here. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. The first thing I'm looking at, there's a question online about do I like the bone strengthening shots that the doctors give? Let me talk to you a little about that, because they're not really bone strengthening. This is what they're going to tell you. Let me explain what's happening. In bone, you have two kinds of bone cells. You have an osteoclast and an osteoblast. An osteoblast is a new bone cell. It lays down new bone. And an osteoclast is what eats old, dead, diseased bone. So you have this constant cell turnover where the body's bone cells are eating old, dead, diseased bone, leaving a hole behind it. And then what happens is you then fill that hole up with new bone. Now, in osteoporosis, what happens is you get more of these osteoclasts, and you're eating more dead, diseased bone, but you're not producing enough osteoblasts to lay new bone in its place. Now, what these shots are doing, and they'll tell you, like, what's her name, the Boniva or Fosamax, and some of these shots are just once every 6 months. Oh, I've been on this for a year, and my blood bone density is now stronger. Well, that's a fallacy. Because here's what that medicine does. What that medicine does is it stops the production of osteoclasts. So what's actually happening is you stop the production of the cells that eat old, dead, diseased bone. So when you get a new bone density and it shows that the bones are becoming more dense, it's not dense with new bone. It's dense with the old, dead, diseased bone that is not being taken away. So it's a fallacy. I personally think that those medications and shots should really be malpractice, because what you're doing is you're either taking a pill or taking a shot where those healthy cells that eat dead diseased bone stop production. So now what happens is, yes, you have more bone density, but that bone density is with old dead diseased bone. And what ends up happening is you can end up getting bone infections that are quite serious and can really become life-threatening. There's a bone necrosis in the jaw, and you'll notice that what happens is that when you get an infection in the bone, you don't repair that bone. Now, to really help the bones get repaired, what you want is a number of different nutrients. Vitamin D, at least 10,000 units per day of vitamin D3. People take, that's a 5,000 unit pill, and they take one pill twice a day. Now, if you get a blood test of your vitamin D and it's below 30, you want to get that up to at least 75. So what you might do is you take that 5,000 unit vitamin D and you would take five of those twice a day. So that's 10 of those pills for 4 days in a row. And that's 50,000 units 4 days in a row, maybe 5 to 7 days in a row. And what you'll do is you'll bring that up. We know that when you bring your vitamin D levels up, say, to 75 to 90, you're cutting your risk of every known cancer by 75%. Now, when you add vitamin K2 to the vitamin D, and we have that as a separate nutrient, vitamin K2, and you want to take at least, I'm going to say 500 micrograms, and we use 1 milligram. And so I'll use 500 micrograms to 1 milligram per 5,000 units of vitamin D. A lot of the research only uses 100 micrograms of vitamin K2. I like the 500 to 1 milligram. And you take those two together, and the vitamin D helps to carry the calcium and magnesium around the body, and the vitamin K2 drops it off and takes it out of the plaque and puts it into the bones. So it becomes really quite good. Now, the other thing you want to add is magnesium, and magnesium citrate, gluconate, not magnesium oxide. That's really a poor form of magnesium. So you take a good magnesium and then an extra vitamin C. And I use the Nature Sunshine vitamin C complex, the time release, because you can really only absorb so much vitamin C at one time. You can't absorb very much. So I like the time release. What you're going to find, taking the nutrients together, the vitamin D, the vitamin K2, and the magnesium, and the vitamin C, and sometimes we add strontium, and strontium is another mineral that helps to build bone. But when you do it this way, now you're building bone, you're building the tissue. Then the other thing we do that builds bone properly is whole body vibration. When you do that, you're breathing pure oxygen while you're doing the 10 to 15 minutes of whole body vibration. Not just the vibration, but you're breathing pure oxygen with every breath. So you really intensify that. This is the way you really build bone. I would advise against those shots, because again, those shots are not really building your bone. They're making you have more dead, diseased bone and much more prone to bone infections. That's basically what I would do. Is, and again, the weight-bearing exercises are really important for bone building, weight lifting, or again, I think the best exercise for building bone is whole body vibration. It even beats weight lifting. So when you're vibrating your bone, bone is a crystal. And so when you vibrate it, it teaches the bone to grow. I'm looking at some of the comments again. Sherry Edwards, it's vocal profiling. What she does, a vocal recording, and then they test the frequencies of your voice and find out what you're deficient in. And oftentimes it might be vitamin C or vitamin D or magnesium. And then they adjust your voice, or they make tones, and you listen to those tones where your brain is, in essence, trying to emulate whatever frequencies it hears. So when it hears a frequency, it wants to be and put that frequency back into the brain. Sherry Edwards, that's a really one of those high frequency techniques that are quite good. And then again, on that, I forgot to mention is the bamboo silica. Silica is the other mineral that really builds bone, much more than calcium. You don't need calcium. You need silica, magnesium, and sometimes strontium, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and the vitamin K2. So this is how you rebuild bone.
She did mention also, she says, my cousin says she cannot have K2 because of too much potassium. But that's a misconception. K2 and vitamin K and potassium are not the same.
Are not the same thing. Yeah. So what you can do is, like, because of my kidney diet that I have to be on a low potassium. And you have to just, you could check foods. And the problem is potassium is really healthy, but sometimes the kidneys don't clear it well. So K2, as long as you're taking it with vitamin D and you get a good blood test at least once or twice a year, you can monitor those. So they're pretty cheap. You can even get an electrolyte or sodium, potassium, and chloride. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. There's some of the things that Sherry Edwards did with sound frequency is pretty amazing. And again, that ties in with the biofeedback, and it ties in with Bob Beck's work with electrical medicine. And what we're finding is that everything is electrical. Everything is energetic. And when you learn to be able to find that right energetic principle, you can do tremendous things inside the body. If you want to take one thing that is truly the top health insurance you can really buy, when you're buying health insurance, it's really sickness pay. But when you're taking something like Prime Longevity, that's true health insurance. Those of you that are diabetic, because of the high amounts of the nutrients, vanadium and chromium, you're going to have to monitor your sugars and lower the amount of medication you're taking. But it has everything for the heart, for the brain, for the immune system, for rebuilding the immune system. Check it out. It'll be the best money that you ever spend. It has very high therapeutic doses of coenzyme Q10, resveratrol, lipoic acid, astaxanthin, pomegranate extract, cinnamon extract, turmeric extract, all of the B complex, vitamin D. It has everything that you can think of. Glutathione, which is one of the top detoxifiers. So it really does make a difference. And again, take advantage of it, especially if you sign up and you get it on AutoShip. You can say, take advantage of it. I designed that. And it really undercuts the industry. People start taking it, and by the end of 3 months, you give it at least 3 months, you just don't get sick anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're taking it, and you'll find after years, you'll go, gosh, I haven't had a flu or a cold in years and years. And so basically, take advantage of it, because it really does make a difference. I had an article in here, but research reveals that sandalwood heals breast cancer cells at the deepest level. For centuries, sandalwood has been used for its anti-inflammatory, aphrodisiac, memory-boosting properties. But one of the compounds responsible for these effects is alpha-santalol. This is a sesquiterpene and a terpenoid, and they're found also in black pepper and cloves, and they're used for medicinal applications. Well, anyway, there was a study done with the University of Texas at San Antonio and Ponce Health Sciences University School of Medicine, and they printed this article in the Journal of Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and they looked at sandalwood's effect on breast cancer. And the results of the study showed that sandalwood induced DNA damage in breast cancer cells. So they were able to identify the proteins that were potentially involved in causing this. It was really quite profound. The study was the first to report on the ability of sandalwood to inflict damage on breast cancer cells, the DNA of the breast cancer cells. So if you have breast cancer, you know, we've used frankincense, we've used melaleuca or tea tree oil, and we've used, I call it copaiba, but I guess it's copaiba. I've used frankincense and all these other. Well, now we're going to start using sandalwood. And there was a study from the University of Oklahoma. Researchers compared the effects of sandalwood and frankincense oils against human bladder cancer cells, and they found that both oils were effective against cancer, even though they worked on different mechanisms. And frankincense essential oil triggered cell death via oxidative stress, while sandalwood caused non-selective cell death by causing DNA damage. Some of the other uses for sandalwood is that it can maintain blood pressure, it can help relieve stress and anxiety, and it can promote wound healing. So it's very easy to use. What you do is just go ahead and rub some on. And if you have breast cancer, maybe 3-4 times a day, rub some of the essential oil. Don't rub it hard. Just dab it on and put it on. You don't want to irritate the skin. Don't rub hard on any of those. Sometimes we use a little DMSO with that, and it helps the oil penetrate even more. But you have to be careful. Don't rub DMSO. So that's on sandalwood. Now, this next one is that the question was, you know, or statement, why you need essential oils to be in your survival kit. It says essential oils are concentrated plant extracts which are used for various purposes. And you might not think of them as necessary additions to your survival, but they can come in handy, especially, you know, if the poop hits the fan kind of thing. But essential oils disinfects and treats wounds. There's been information about how well they've been used as antibiotics. Essential oils have all kinds of studies on so many of them, tea tree oil, and you can use that to treat minor cuts and abrasions. They're also antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and there's some articles you can look up how to use essential oils to increase your odds of survival in almost any situation. That's a title of a big article, how to use essential oils to increase your odds of survival in almost any situation. Essential oils can help relieve headaches, such as lavender and peppermint oils. They're useful for alleviating headaches. And you put those right on your temples and above your eyebrows and on the sides of your head, sometimes right on the back of your head, and they can help relieve headaches and migraines. The next one is fights bacterial infections. Oregano oil is highly potent essential oil for fighting yeast and bacterial infections. It can also be used to treat inflammation and gastrointestinal problems. It's really quite strong, so sometimes you have to use a diluted carrier oil before you use oregano oil straight. Also, essential oils can help relieve sunburn, and when you're out in the sun, especially at the coming of summer, you can use eucalyptus oils and peppermint oils, and they can really help alleviate sunburn. Germanium oils, tea tree, lavender. They help to relieve toothaches. Clove oil, of course, has been used for a long time. Peppermint oil is a versatile oil for nausea, and you can put that right on your stomach, on your throat, right below your nose. They also repel insects, and citronella oil can be very strong. Also, peppermint oil and tea tree oil, also very good. They can promote restful sleep. Lavender is one of the best essential oils for that. It can enhance your mood, disinfect your tonsils. Example, antiseptic oils like tea tree oil, oregano oil, thyme, lemon oil, citrus oils. So this is, again, another reason to use oils. Let's go right to the phones.
Quick question.
Okay.
We have a quick question about hormone injections for children that are short, and what types of lab results, or when would somatropin, for example, be really indicated for a child who's, you know, 9 years old and
very short? They use that, and they use human growth hormone. It's one of the actual prescribed cases for that, and it can help a kid grow. Sometimes what we do is add some amino acids into their diet. You can get them powdered, you know, pills, but you can get branched chain amino acids and a little scoop into their juice. Also making sure they have a good multivitamin, multimineral, and the minerals, especially vitamin D, are going to be critical. If they're short, you want to monitor their vitamin D level, make sure it's up in the at least 50s, 60s. I like it in the 70s. But when they're short, and they call that the failure to thrive sometimes, or just that a kid wants to be taller, those injections can help. You just have to watch sometimes the side effects, whether the child has any side effects or not. But most of the time, they're only temporary. You're not taking them over long periods of time. They're not steroids. They're hormones. And the most common is human growth hormone. And it can really be beneficial. I know that there's been kids that have shot up 2, 3, even 4 extra inches and growing. And sometimes all of a sudden, between 9 and 12, they'll have this big growth spurt. Or between 14 and 16, another big growth spurt. I think they're beneficial because it can help the, what would we call, the social impact. It can really help their psyche, and especially if they see themselves growing a couple of inches. It can really help their social status and their emotional content. So I don't mind that. And again, as long as you're making it up with good vitamins and minerals and a good diet, you know, and not a lot of junk food, I think they're going to benefit from that.
90 seconds.
The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Block Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. We'll be back next week with another show.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.